The door was opened by a large, flabby, middle-aged queer, with tattooing on his forearms and even on the backs of his hands. "This is Joey," Jack said, and Joey said, "Hello there." Jack pulled a $5 bill from his pocket and gave it to Joey. "Guess a quarter Shanley's, will you, Joey?" Joey put on an overcoat and went out. After Joey went out, I noticed another man who was standing there looking at me. Waves of hostility and suspicion flowed out from his large brown eyes like some sort of television broadcast. The effect was almost like a physical impact. The man was small and very thin, his neck loose in the collar of his shirt. His complexion faded from brown to a mottled yellow, and pancake makeup had been heavily applied in an attempt to conceal a skin eruption. His mouth was drawn down at the corners in a grimace of petulant annoyance. "Who is this?" he said. His name, I learned later, was Herman. "Friend of mine, he's got some morphine he wants to get rid of." Herman shrugged and turned out his hands. "I don't think I want to bother, really." "Okay," Jack said, "we'll sell it to someone else. Come on, Bill." We went into the front room. There was a small radio, a China Buddha, with a votive candle in front of it. Pieces of bric-a-brac. A man was lying on a studio couch. He sat up as we entered the room and said hello and smiled pleasantly, showing discolored, brownish teeth. It was a southern voice with the accent of East Texas. Jack said, "Roy, this is a friend of mine. He has some morphine he wants to sell." The man sat up straighter and swung his legs off the couch. His jaw fell slackly, giving his face a vacant look. The skin of his face was smooth and brown. The cheekbones were high, and he looked oriental. His ears stuck out at right angles from his asymmetrical skull. The light in the room glinted on the points of light in his eyes, like an opal. "How much you have?" he asked me. 75 half-grain cigarettes. "The regular price is $2 a grain," he said. "But cigarettes go for a little less. People want habits. Those cigarettes have too much water and you have to squeeze the stuff out and cook it down." He paused and his face went blank. "I can go about 150 a grain," he said finally. "I guess that will be okay," I said. He asked me how we could make contact, and I gave him my phone number. Joey came back with the whiskey, and we all had a drink. Herman stuck his head in from the kitchen and said to Jack, "Could I talk to you for a minute? I can hear them arguing about something." Then Jack came back, and Herman stayed in the kitchen. We all had a few drinks, and Jack began telling a story. "My partner was going through the joint. The guy was sleeping, and I was standing over him with a 3-foot length of pipe I found in the bathroom. The pipe had a faucet on the end of it, see? All of a sudden, he comes up and jumps straight out of bed running. I let him have it with the faucet end, and he goes on running right down into the other room, the blood spurting out of his head 10 feet every time his heart beat. He made a pumping motion with his hand. You could see the brain there and the blood coming out of it." Jack began to laugh uncontrollably. "My girl was waiting out in the car. She called me a cold-blooded killer." He laughed until his face was purple.